Back in May of last year, Judge Marie Snow found the sheriff's office had a policy of using race as a factor in making law enforcement decisions, and deputies violated the constitutional rights of Latino drivers in the county. Since then, senior-level MCSO officers have been caught bungling the details of the finding in front of deputies. Then this week, in an interview with KJZZ, Deputy Chief Jack McIntyre made this statement.
There's no equivocation here. Despite the fact of reports in the media, there's no court finding that the sheriff's office racially profiled.
Racial profiling isn't a legal term, and it's true that Judge Snow has avoided the phrase. But University of Pittsburgh law professor David Harris, who's an expert on the topic, says Snow's findings fit the most common use of the term.
Now, whether you call it racial profiling or you call it a violation of the 4th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution, doesn't matter a whole lot.
Harris says any attempt to try and make a distinction on this point is misleading.
The problem with this idea that, well, he never said racial profiling, is even if the judge didn't use those words, that statement gives the impression that the judge never found that they did anything wrong with using people's race or ethnic appearance. And that's not true.
Harris has studied many law enforcement agencies as they adapt to court-ordered interventions because of racial profiling. And he says the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office's problems with mischaracterizing the judge's order means this case is off to a poor start. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.